today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, Salamun Alaikum. How are you doing? Inshallah, all of you are doing well. Today, we're going to speak about water in Islamic culture. As the tradition of this program, today's special, we look at the calendar first. Today's Sunday is the 16th of Rajab, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Bahman, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of January, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And as usual, let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, verse 18 of chapter Al-Mu'minun, we're gonna learn about.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa anzalna minas samaa'i ma'an biqadarin fa'askannahu fil ard. وَإِنَّا عَلَىٰ ذَهَابٍ بِهِ لَقَادِرُونَ
And we have sent down rain from the sky in a measured amount and settled it in the earth. And indeed, we are able to take it away.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah is equally able to grant and remove His blessings. Like each item of His creation, every drop of rain has been determined, and it is not an aimless natural phenomenon without a plan. Rain is counted as one of the divine blessings bestowed from sky upon the earth and is mentioned in this noble verse as another manifestation of Allah's power. The water of rain usually is not so abundant that it would cause floods, nor is it so scanty that it would not be able to adequately satisfy plants and animals.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Anwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Anwarta darbi, shukran.
This is today's special. Our topic is water in Islamic culture. As one of the most important elements in nature, water is needed and required for almost all life, and everything that we do relies upon this wonderful element. Water is a valuable resource in both life and in the ways of Islam, and as such, it is considered as a great charitable act in Islam to give water to any one living thing on earth. Such act is greatly rewarded and brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty. The living thing can be another human being, an animal, or even a plant. These are all Allah's creations.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Today we are going to talk about the water and its importance and the crisis of the water. But we want to touch this topic, the importance of water, from an Islamic point of view. Water is the source of life and a blessing that the Almighty God has bestowed abundantly and freely upon humans and other creatures on the earth. In this regard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, "And we made from water everything, every living thing. Then will they not believe?" This is Quran chapter 21, verse 30. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed immense value and importance on water, mentioning it over 100 verses of the Holy Quran. Humans have had a strong relationship with water. Since the early beginnings of life, water has played a fundamental and vital role in the continuation of human life, and water resources have had an important and crucial role in the emergence and development of most civilizations. To the extent that parts of the traditions and rituals of different nations revolve around this important life-giving fluid. Unlike theological, jurisprudential, and philosophical methods and ideas that have become prevalent and commonplace in Islamic society for over 1,000 years, the Holy Quran pays extraordinary attention and care to nature and the elements of nature. Among these, water is considered one of the most important elements of nature.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
And now in the continuation of today's special, the rewards of giving water in Islam. Water as sadaqah. The simple act of giving someone water is highly rewarded in Islam. So imagine the reward for giving the use of a water source. This is regarded as sadaqah jariyah, and its rewards will benefit the giver even after their demise, so long as others continue to benefit from this given source of water. Such an act of giving can be done by way of donating towards our water and sanitation projects. These allows us to dig wells for those in need and provide water pumps where needed. Even if a bird drinks from this source of water, the giver will benefit and receive a blessing for it. To drink water according to Islamic Sunnah. Yes, it has a style and a tradition. Recite the dua or Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Prophet Muhammad said, when commencing to drink, first to recite Bismillah. By this act, we actually praised Allah Almighty who gave us water to drink, without which nobody can survive on earth. Recite Alhamdulillah, that means praise is due to Allah after drinking water. Prophet Muhammad said, recite Bismillah before drinking and say Alhamdulillah after drinking. This act is performed to praise the Almighty Allah for blessing us with water. Colorless, odorless, tasteless, yet the most important drink on the whole earth.
There is one very fascinating substance that I want to discuss with you that truly reminds us of the existence and the grandness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a substance that we take for granted. It's a substance that's available everywhere. In fact, it's the second most common substance that is found in the universe. And that substance, my dear brothers and sisters, is water. Water is the greatest miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you examine water, this very normal substance that we're so used to, when you examine the properties of water, you truly come to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the intelligent designer who put this universe into motion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave life to us. We're not the result of some accident. You know, those who believe that life came as a result of this pure process called evolution and there is no intelligent designer, they're insulting each and every one of you. Because they're saying, really, that there's no purpose behind my existence and your existence. We're just an accident, right? Or just some evolutionary accident that happened somehow in history, and we came to life. Is that what we are? SubhanAllah, look at their philosophy, and look at the philosophy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Holy Quran, when He says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Allah says, I've honored the children of Adam, and these atheists tell you, no, you're just some sort of accident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us to think, look at this water. This water that you're surrounded by, see the miracle in it and you will see my grandness. And that will allow you to worship me better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, those who disbelieve, do they not see that the earth and the heavens were joined together, then they were split open? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully states, and we have created from water every living thing. This is one of the miraculous verses of the Holy Quran. That 14 centuries ago, in the deserts of Arabia, people are uneducated. There aren't really any scientists there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals down this verse, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi conveys it to his community.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today. And inshallah, of course, we meet you soon in another episode of today's special. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي
علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي